Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 264 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Today, we will listen to our chief editor, Georgi Sulaberidze from Georgia, Eastern Europe, about his cultural experiences during his exchange semester in Germany. How does the exchange program influence international students' lives? What are the cultural challenges? Which aspects of life in a foreign country turn out easier than expected? How do our exchange students spend their free time during their stay abroad? And what cultural insights do they gain from each other? Well, Georgi has been living in Remagen, Germany for almost 9 months now. He joined our student podcast team in December 2020. And now, at the end of his stay, he will share his experiences as an exchange student and as an intern at Rhein A Campus with you, our listeners. Well, you may be asking yourself, a whole episode about our chief editor, Georgi? Sounds like a one-man show to you? Well, not really. In our first category, Absolutely Independent, Georgi asks his international friends about things they did for the first time in their new cultural environment.
Here I learned how to manage my finances because for the first time in my life, I was supposed to pay rent and buy food by my own.
I dated a German girl.
I celebrated the end of Ramadan with my Muslim friends.
I drove a car with 200 kilometers per hour on Autobahn.
In our second category, Absolutely Connected, Georgi tells us how the group of international students are spending their free time together and how they stay connected through sports and games.
Come on, come on! Bro, go, go, go!
Shoot, I will take the rebound!
Oh, good one, good one.
Finally, in our category Absolutely Standing, Georgi talks about cultural exchanges amongst the international students. His friend Rabi taught him that the most traditional Jordanian dish, mansaf, is eaten with your right hand and while standing around the table.
So I'll show you. First, you have to stand up.
Okay.
And now you will use your right hand to eat. And like you grab the rice and do like little balls with the meat inside and you just eat.
So let the show begin. In our first category, Absolutely Independent, Georgi talks about what it feels like to own your life and what unexpected opportunities our international students are getting during their stay abroad. Listen to how Georgi observes himself almost like a tiny mouse in a laboratory experiment, analyzing his every move and documenting his cultural learning curve.
To start with, the decision to come to Germany as an exchange student was not easy to make. Back in my home country, Georgia, it is not common to live alone during your university studies. You live together with your family, and if you are lucky to get your own house, in most cases, you move there when you get married. Therefore, living independently was something I had never experienced before. And by coming here, I had to leave my family, friends and everything that I was used to and start from a blank page in a completely new culture, environment and society. I remember I felt excited and nervous at the same time. I had this craving for something new and also fear that this would not work out. When you are living alone, you are taking a full responsibility of yourself, you start to own your life and make important decisions alone. And the best part of it is that you are away from your culture and start to adapt a new one. During the process, you can consider yourself as a tiny mouse in a laboratory, doing experiments on itself. You are getting a chance to try something out during your exchange and see whether you like it or not. Try to learn something new from different cultures and benefit from it. That is why 7 months ago I joined the podcast team as a part of my internship at Rhein A Campus and ended up being a chief editor of the show. I learned that I love editing, creating content and listening to the stories of people with different backgrounds. In addition, I decided to pick up a new hobby and learned how to play guitar. Well, I'm not the only exchange student at Reinhard Campus, so I went to my fellow students and asked them a question. What is something new that you have tried or learned here in Germany?
Here I learned how to manage my finances because for the first time in my life I was supposed to pay rent and buy food by my own.
I did a tattoo on my leg.
I tried to work with international team and I have improved my cross-cultural communication skills.
I joined local tennis team.
I dated a German girl.
I celebrated the end of Ramadan with my Muslim friends.
I sold my painting to a German lady.
Here in Germany, I tried at least 10 different types of beer.
I have participated in a marathon of Reinhard Campus and got the first place for walking.
I drove a car with 200 kilometers per hour on Autobahn.
I tried being vegan.
I learned how to pronounce a number in German. 5,555.
In our second category, absolutely connected, we hear from Georgi talking about his first days in Germany and what linguistic challenges he faced communicating with other exchange students. He also takes us to a basketball game with his Greek and Jordanian friends.
I remember back in Georgia, I was always wondering how would it feel like to have a friend from a different culture or different religion, a person who has completely different traditions and history and background. The cultural diversity is something that is missing in Georgia, while in Germany you can actually meet people from all around the world. So after coming here, I said a goal to myself to get to know as many people from different cultures as possible. But to be honest, it was not an easy task because I could not speak English properly. I have not used this language as my main speaking language before, and it was hard to say two sentences together without thinking for 5 or 10 seconds. Moreover, promoting the small talks with each other. But day after day it got better and better because the exchange students were the first one that I met and the first friends in a new environment. So I had to do this. I had to communicate in English and integrate with them. Moreover, during our free times, we do a lot of activities together. For example, going for a walk, hiking or swimming, or getting drunk together with playing beer pong, a famous beer game in German students. But my favorite part is playing basketball with other exchange students. It's not about professionalism, we are all beginners and we are playing just for fun. That is why it is always a pure action.
Oh, come on, come on. Bro, go, go, go! Go, go, go! I got
No matter how hard we try, this game can turn good friends into rivals for a moment. There is always someone who does not understand the rules, how fouls are called, or even how strong they are. So it looks like for a second as if they are going to start fighting and kill each other.
On your left? Foul, bro!
No, bro, that's nothing.
Bro, you almost broke my hand.
Come on, don't be too soft.
Guys, chill, it's just a game, okay?
Take it easy.
Fall.
Guys.
Okay, continue.
Even during the game, it is important to keep your teams international because it is not a good idea to put two Greek guys or two Jordanian guys in the same team. They will most probably start talking in their own language. Actually, it is not easy to give up your native language when you are seeing other students from your country, from your nation, and try to talk with them in English. Sometimes speaking in your mother tongue seems so natural for you that you don't even notice that there are others who cannot understand it, unless of course somebody complains to you to switch back to English again.
Hey guys, what are you doing? Come on, we cannot understand Greek, please.
Okay, okay.
Only sorry. English.
Sorry.
Let's go.
Shoot, I will take the rhythm.
Oh, good one.
finally, in our category Absolutely Standing, Georgi and his flatmate Rabi from Jordan are sharing a piece of Jordanian eating culture. Apparently, eating with your hand while standing around the table is not so easy for beginners.
After coming in Germany and living here for more than 8 months, I realized that the Erasmus program is not called exchange program without a reason. It actually makes sense because we students here are exchanging our cultures, traditions, customs, and the way of thinking with each other. We try to find similarities and differences between two different cultures, and it's fascinating, it's amazing. For example, I found out that in Greece my name Georgi is also very popular and it is pronounced as Georgos. In addition to that, I'm sharing my apartment with another exchange student from Jordan, and every day I'm witnessing Jordanian lifestyle in my own house. This time I was lucky enough to catch him in the kitchen cooking a traditional Jordanian dish which is called mansaf, and I was introduced to the ways of doing this dish. Smells good. What are you cooking today?
I don't think you will know it, but it's mansaf, the most traditional Jordanian dish.
Is it with meat? Looks like meat.
Yep, meat, some special type of yogurt we call jamid, rice and bread.
And have you cooked this before?
Nope, this is actually my first time.
Really?
Yes, because in Jordan my mom used to do it.
Oh yeah.
But today I woke up, I was really craving mansaf, so I called my mom, asked for the recipe, and here I'm trying.
So how much does it take to prepare?
Like, let's say total 1.5 hour, but I think we will need more, 40 minutes maybe.
Okay, can't wait. Well, I was about to start tasting this piece of Jordanian culture when my roommate stopped me and explained that the way you eat this dish has its own traditions in Jordanian culture.
There is some special way you eat it.
Okay.
So I'll show you. First, you have to get rid of the spoons and the forks. Yeah. You don't need them. Second, you have to stand up.
Okay.
And now you will use your right hand to eat. Mm. And you put your left hand behind your back.
Okay.
And like you grab the rice and do like little balls with the meat inside.
Mm-hmm.
And you just eat.
Do I have to stand until I finish my meal?
Yep, but don't forget, your left hand should be behind your back.
That's really hard.
Yes, I know.
These kind of meals and conversations with my international friends is definitely something that I will miss in Georgia. However, I am lucky to take a full bag of experiences and knowledge with different cultures back to my home country.
Well, this is the end of the show. On our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we are also on iTunes or Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show will be coming to you on 6th of August. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Vollständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.